you can get supplemental courses to widen your knowledge. You'll be given a certificate after you've completed a course. This will serve as proof that you have passed standardized testing in the aspect of watchmaking that you have enrolled in. 3. There are certain schools and institutions that offer training positions in a 2-year program certified by the Swiss American Watchmakers Training Alliance. Look for a location near you and inquire how you can go about the process. 4. There are 2 schools in the U.S., the N.G. Hayek Watchmaking School and North American Institute of Swiss Watchmaking, which offer a 3,000-hour course through the Watchmakers of Switzerland Training and Education Program. The course can be completed in a matter of 2 to 3 years. 5. Whether you intend to make this a hobby or you want to turn this into a small-time, home-based business, you can start teaching yourself about the technical aspects of the process. Reading reference materials, like this book, is a good way to begin. You could also take online courses about watch and clock repair. Take note that you still have to get formal training and certification if ever you decide to work for someone else later on. Looking back. Before going on about the technical aspect of watchmaking, here's a brief look at where it all began. It's a common belief that the measurement of time was first done by observing the heavenly bodies. The days and the months were first distinguished by observing the course of the sun and the moon. This has been the basis of age and the division of time. However, it remains a mystery how the concept of weeks came to be. The first instruments used to divide one day into smaller portions of time were the sundials. The shadow that was produced when the sun's rays hit the sundial gave the ancient people an idea about the time of the day. These instruments originated from China, where astronomy was commonly practiced. Even now, there are still certain places, specifically the ones that seldom use watches and clocks, where the time of the day is determined by looking at the sun. After the sundials, the next tool that was used to measure time was the clepsydra, or water clock. It's composed of vessels that are arranged to make the water flow gradually from one vessel to another. The flow of the water indicates the flight of time. One form of the clepsydra is the hourglass, which utilizes sand instead of water. Watches were first introduced in the 16th century. In 1542, the term watch was first used to refer to a timekeeper. The first item that showcased the distinction of a watch from a clock, with the former being a portable timekeeper, was the compass. It was used by the Chinese, and they referred to it as the pocket sundial. The earliest portable timekeeper that makes use of a spring was the Nuremberg egg. It was invented in 1477. The invention of pocket clocks in 1500 was credited to Peter Hale. They were described by historians as striking and something new, and were called Nuremberg eggs. The earliest watches only had one hand and needed winding twice daily, although their arrangement was similar to those used in modern American spring clocks. The first materials used in manufacturing watches were iron and steel. Watches that were made of brass came about in 1560. The original shape of the watches was oval, and the round-shaped watches were later introduced in 1610. Metals were first used as protection for the dial and hands, as glass was in 1620. Characteristics for comparison. It's fairly common for timepiece enthusiasts to compare their collections, and they typically discuss the following. Escapements: lever, cylinder, duplex, or verge. Case material: silver or gold. This can be easily checked if the hallmark is visible. However, note that most watches manufactured in England are not hallmarked. An experienced eye will still know the difference. If that fails, testing with nitric acid is also an option, although it could lead to damage. The style of the case: pear-cased, hunter, half-hunter, open face, glass, or crystal. Origin: foreign or English. The popularity of English watches resulted in what many consider as creative imitation. You ought to inspect the cases to determine the differences. The bolt is pressed using a thumbnail in English cases, since the movement of the watch is attached to the center. The movement can be lifted after opening the bezel. The cases of foreign watches, on the other hand, typically open at the back. 2 common questions. Through time, you will get...